Now, the second proof that I think we have is the geographical phenomenon. And twice here, it's mention of the north. And we have here the different ones that are going to be with Russia in that day. Gomer, that's Germany, and all its hordes, the house of Togarma, that's Turkey of the north quarters. And there you have it, north quarters. And then in verse 15, thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts. And then in chapter 39, verse 2, I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. Now this place is identified for us as the north part, you see. And you get a map. When I give an illustrated message on this passage in Scripture, I always show a map of Israel and Russia. And the literal of it, very frankly here, it means the uttermost parts of the north. Now you get a map, and Russia is northwest, north, and directly north, and northeast. In fact, it just covers it like that picture that you've seen of the fella that's under a great big sombrero. I take it he is a Mexican, but doesn't say that. And he's leaning up against a cactus. I have a notion the reason his hat covers his entire face so you can't see him is you don't want to hear what he says when he backs up on that cactus. But there he is, and he's supposed to be enjoying a siesta. I don't see how he could do it leaning that. But that hat covers him just like Russia covers the nation Israel, and it's from the north. Now, north in the Bible does not mean north of Los Angeles or north of where you live. In the Bible, north is north of the land of Israel. South is south of the land of Israel. West is west of the land of Israel. And east is east of the land of Israel. In other words, it is the geographical center as far as the Word of God is concerned.